choose the supreme light of the divine sun. We aspire that it may impel our minds.
Om Guru Purvasya Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Devo Yo Na Prachodayat.
Devadeshi, the Immaculate Goddess Saraswati, Source of Intuition and Beatitude, protect me. Removing the darkness of inertia, she dispels all that holds us back. I praise that Supreme Goddess, Bestower of Intelligence.
Yes.
Knowing which, everything can be heard. Kasmin vidyate sarvam vidyatam. And the answer, yasmin vidyate sarvam vidyatam, is the knowledge of being. So Aurum is a place where we seek to be fully what each of us in our profoundest depths can be, must be, to save the earth in some ways. So that is our invocation, and that is the quest that the school wants to put in. The core question, and beyond the pieties of academia, we are emerging from an industrial age where there has been great stress given to a certain type of outward education, extremely important, where we go to the core of matter and try to find out what it means. But now we are returning to the spirit again, and we are re-asking the question that would harmonize matter and spirit in an education that could lead to a future for humanity, that would be sustainable in the true sense of the word, in the inner sense. For that, we need the sense of wonder, and we need the sense of harmony, and we need the sense of progress. And that's what Aurum wants to be, and that's our prayer. That's the blessing we seek from all of you who come, that this environment, which for the last month or so has had an incredible energy. I'm not allowed to acknowledge the team that's worked, but I still want to say that people have been coming early morning, going late at night, trying to get this place together, trying to create an environment of beauty, because Mother's message to last week was in the physical, the divine manifest of beauty. To create an environment of beauty so that that beauty that exists in each one of you can come forward also. We've had a wonderful team of architects who've been part of this saga for many years. I think it's probably one of the longest running school projects. 5 years. Thank you for all the work that David, Ganesh did, and their team. Thank you to Bhaskar for the wonderful construction work. And we are not letting him go because there's still a lot of work to be done. So we are hanging on to all of you. We are not letting you leave. Somehow our school has this attitude once you are part of it. And that's why we've invited all the old-time teachers. Don't leave, be part of this. So that it remains vast, free, inclusive, so that everyone can participate in it. We've had crews of workers, we've had gifts of granite pillars so that we finally have entrance. So many people have helped us on behalf of the whole team. Thank you so much. On behalf of all of you, the more this zone becomes what it's meant to be, the better for all, the better for all of us. So that's our wish for the future. And as in India, we always end with something to sweeten the mouth. So we invite you all for a cup of tea and something to sweeten the mouth. But before that, I want to ask the elders if they have something to say to us.
In a local sense, it contributes towards the work.
So I wish to thank also India through its representatives for helping Orville to grow, for contributing year after year. We are very grateful.
Together with my eldest brother, Mahalingam, and my eldest sister, in Auroville, and I feel so happy to be here. I came 2 days ago to be here and saw the barren land and all. It's amazing the amount of work which has been done. As an old soldier, I'm used to seeing things done properly. And I can say they beat me to it, because I'm so privileged to have seen the transformation into this beautiful place. I think the name needs to be changed from law school to something else. I don't suggest anything, but what comes to my mind is nothing less than super school.
Thank you.